Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 218. Bad boys. Ride or die. I almost said for life.
They already did that one.
Ride or die, baby. So, yeah, directed by Adil and Bilal. Adil and Bilal. Adil Bilal. I guess. All right. Whatever. What we got here? We got June 7th, 2024. Soon as they had that opening weekend, that monster fire that was Bad Boys for Life did really well. Boom. Immediately that weekend, they're like, hey, we're doing another one.
Yeah.
We're doing another one. And it took a little bit because I had some hiccups with the Will Smith slapping situation and other things that came up. Budget of $100 million, box office of $404.2 million. That's what I'm talking about. Will Smith's back, baby.
People showed up, slap or not, slap or no. I mean, people show up. People want to see the Bad Boys movies.
Yeah. It's weird that you know, that one's already gotten two legacy sequels. He's got some other stuff he could revisit, but he hasn't. I mean, he didn't do the new Independence Day, but he probably read the script.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And it hasn't done anything else.
He's waiting for that Wild Wild West legacy.
Yeah. Yeah. That Wild Wild West money. All right, what we got? We got 4 years after the death of Isabel Arretas, Detective Mike Lowry marries his physical therapist, Christine. During the reception, his partner, Marcus, suffers a mild heart attack. Oh, that was fun. He's just partying. What do you have? The was that where the bowl of jelly beans were?
No, that was at the
that was later.
Warehouse. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, because he hasn't been told to. Well, I guess technically he's been told not to eat that stuff, because I think the opening scene is at the market. He's told, but like officially by the doctors, he's told not to after the heart attack at the wedding. So the jelly beans is like, you know, part of that gag.
That was pretty cool. And then he, like, you know, the water falling out of his body and watching himself and looking at Mike trying to resuscitate him and stuff. I can't remember if it was shortly after that or before it when I feel sick, Mike. I need a ginger ale. I'm going to stop real quick.
That's how the movie opens. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got the Skittles and the. Is that Skittles, Marcus? You fucking bitch. No, those aren't mine. Yeah, that was.
He was taking too long with the ginger ale. That's why I had to get the Skittles. He's like, I didn't. He got it right away.
He was like, he immediately got the ginger ale. He's like, oh man, please don't do this. If I'm not back at the car in 15 seconds, he's like, come in here. All right, so. Marcus wakes up, believes he cannot die. He believes he's been chosen because the captain tells him in his death dream, it's not your time. That was pretty good. And the captain's legacy has been tarnished after his death. Mike and Marcus are determined to prove his innocence with the help of Captain Rita Sakata. And her new boyfriend, mayoral candidate Adam Lockwood. So we
Mr.
basically.
Mr. Fantastic himself.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. So. Oh, the pre-recorded video. Yeah, that's how we kind of kick it off, was sent to them on their phone, warning them of corruption within federal and state law enforcement. Howard uses the phrase Coke bottle as a code phrase, and is revealed that he gave information to their former hacker colleague, Fletcher. They go to Fletcher's club to retrieve the files. Turns out to be a QR code, doesn't it always?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And I hack something, I'm trying to get some files, and then, hey, scan this with your phone. Like, oh, man, don't you have a normal menu? Please?
Sign into your Amazon account. Scan this QR code. Ah, damn it. That whole thing was like kind of ridiculous, because they get this video from their captain. And he just gives him like He gives him like breadcrumbs. It's like, can you just tell us? Why are you making us do jump through all these hoops?
Now he's dead, and you're trying to tell us. So tell us. No, I can't. You don't have no idea what they do to me. You know you're dead. Yeah, they could do worse. Trust me. Oh, God. And yeah, I mean, they go through it, and they're getting chased by everybody under the sun. It's got a lot of fun moments. I thought it was pretty damn engaging. Surprised that Bad Boy still has any life in it. Surprised me. I was like, damn, this is. I feel like they can make a couple more of these. These are usually pretty entertaining. And Mike, or not Mike, but Will Smith, he's in really good shape for this one. Way better than the first one. And Martin Lawrence a little better. He's still, not the greatest shape, but better than that first reboot, definitely. Yeah, we even get the who was that guy that they intimidate in the old ones? He's dating like.
Yeah, you're talking about the
Remember?
really tall guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
I forget his fucking name.
Reggie, I think.
I think Reggie's the stepson guy, right?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah. The
Oh, they send
stepson,
him to his house, and Reggie just fucking annihilates these guys. That was pretty awesome.
John Wick style.
Oh! Just watching over the freaking cameras.
Yeah.
That was
Can you
pretty
believe this shit? Hey, Mike, come check this out.
What else we got? But up, up, up. Oh, yeah, I like the Mike alluding to Marcus's newfound belief that he can't die, shoots him in the chest. Like, you shot
Oh
me in the
yeah.
chest. Yeah, I had to get the shot. You wearing a vest? Calm down, man. Jesus. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Or like when he's getting held at gunpoint and he's offered the choice, he's like, "Well, what you don't know is one of these guys can't die." And Marty's like, "What
That
are you talking about?" That was pretty good. He's like, "Someone told me that one of you can't die." He's like, "You better get that motherfucker over here. I'll slap his ass," or whatever he says. It was pretty good.
and yeah, they team up with his son, Lowry's son from the last one,
Yeah, I
right?
barely remember any of these people, by the way, from the last movie. I've seen
Yeah,
that movie. I saw it in theaters, but that was it. I'm like, all these people are showing up. I'm like, I think
right.
I
All the
kind of
younger
remember them.
cops and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all right. Oh, okay. And then we got who is, yeah, the daughter of the captain, right? Is kind of on the case too. And then for some reason the granddaughter is involved. I don't know why. But I think at the very end she has a chance to kill who?
Armando, I think his name is.
Armando? Yeah. But then her daughter shows up and asks her not to and to show mercy. So, oh my God, why? Oh, my daughter, no.
No, Mom, he saved
Yeah.
me. Yeah, he saved me.
You're right. He may have killed, but he's got a golden heart. How many people have you killed throughout this franchise, buddy? Yeah, Mike and Marcus and Howard are cleared of all charges. Corruption is exposed. Mike and Marcus's families then celebrate by having a picnic in the park with Mike and Marcus cooking food on a public grill with Reggie. That's a fun little shot. Reggie! Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I thought I saw Michael Bay in this. Did you see him?
Yeah, there's
Was
a
that
bunch
him?
of cameos. Michael Bay's in it. That one guy that does the Instagram where he reacts to dumb people
Yeah,
doing
yeah,
dumb
yeah.
stuff, he's in it. I think one of the actors from the first movie, the guy who's supposed to be the art guy, artsy guy, he's from either the first or second movie. I'm trying to think if there's any other, like, I feel like they brought a bunch of people back. But those are the three that came to my mind. But yeah, Michael Bay was driving that Porsche.
Yeah, he didn't. It was Jerry Bruckheimer, right? That did the first couple, not Michael Bay.
Well, that's Michael Bay. Michael Bay did the first two.
Oh, it was Michael Bay did the
Jerry
first?
Bruckheimer is producing.
Yeah, he doesn't direct, does he? You got me.
He looked
Yeah.
long gray hair. He looked really pale and skin. He's really skinny. I'm like, hey, you all right, Michael Bay?
He looked really skin. Very, very hairy.
Like a Shaw.
Oh God.
Oh man.
Yeah. I mean, the explosions are fun. Fucking practical effects are cool. Car chase stuff is really cool. Story is pretty fun. I mean, like I said, I didn't think there's any, I mean, meat left on the bone of Bad Boys, but they did it again. And it was
Yeah.
pretty fun. People just like to see this bullshit. We like to see these guns and these cars spin around and the explosion and then Lawrence say something funny. And Mike say, "Oh, man." Yeah, we love it.
Rinse and repeat.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 7. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's not amazing, but I'm really surprised that it's as good as it is. Considering this is the second Legacy sequel, they're really squeezing this thing out. But yeah, I could see them. They're probably gonna do more because they're still
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
And these guys' chemistry is just amazing. I mean, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the one thing going for this movie. I'm actually quite different from you today, which is good because, sometimes we're more aligned than we think we are, and then but every now and again we gotta diverge. Yeah, I didn't like this movie that much. I didn't think any of the action was anything exciting or interesting. I didn't laugh, I think, once. I think I chuckled maybe during the redneck scene. But other than that, I didn't laugh. I thought a lot of the comedy was actually kind of cringe. I was just like, oh my God, this is awful. This is not good. But it's one of those things where it's like I watch it and I don't laugh. But then when you and I are discussing it and you're kind of replaying the movie, I laugh a little bit more because I don't know. I think you're better acting than some of the movie some of the movies are made, to be honest with you. But yeah, just overall, the story's fine. The story's serviceable. It's okay. The side plot with the, I think her name was Linda, Lucy, whatever, the chick who's after Armando. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like all these weird side plots. Mike having panic attacks because he finally has like something that he cares about in his life. That was kind of interesting, but I don't think they really do much with that. But yeah, I don't know. Just overall, it was fine. I think I actually like Bad Boys for Life more than this one. Yeah, just personally, I didn't find the action to be all that interesting. I didn't find it to be funny. It was kind of a drag. So to me, it's like a 5.5. It's kind of middle, just for me, it's a middle of the road. It's whatever. Yeah, I'm never gonna watch this
Damn.
again, nor do I have a desire to watch it again.
Wow. God damn, bro.
Harsh.
Be so mean to him. Mike Lowry, I'm never gonna watch this again.
Yeah. It's funny, after it ended, I went on YouTube and watched the first like 5 minutes of the first one. I'm just like, God, it's so much better. It's so good. The fucking eating a
Oh,
burger in the
yeah.
Porsche, and they're younger and they're a little more, their banter is a little more rapid fire and fun. But not much you can do about that. They're old, I get that. But I don't know. It just isn't quite doing for me anymore, for me personally.
Okay, fuck. What'd you say? 5.5?
Yeah.
5.5 and a 7. It's still doing it for me. Go check it out. It just came onto Netflix. See if it's still doing it for you. 4 years after the first Legacy sequel,
Yeah.
we get the second Legacy sequel. Yeah, still waiting for that goddamn I Am Legend 2.
I know,
Oh, man.
right?
I don't know how that's gonna work. Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
They're definitely going to de-age him, that's for sure.
We'll see what they do. I've been hearing about that for a long time. It's like I don't even believe if it's happening at this
Yeah.
point. You know what I mean? So many rumors. Anyways, go check it out. 5.5 and a 7. Bad Boys. Ride or Die. On Netflix right now. Thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe here on YouTube. We appreciate having you. As always, we're on Spotify and Apple Music. If you choose to do your podcast there with just the audio sensations in your ears, you don't like the little eyeball triggers. You like to mow your lawn or do your laundry or something. Boom, we're there. Yeah, and until the next piece, we say peace.
Peace.